Yeah.
Every single recording. Recording has this. So.
Well, that's how we know it's authentic. We won't accept the duplicate.
Yeah, so. Arjun, having seen this, like, fun, Krishna.
Oh.
You missed it.
We missed it.
Vishnu Darshan gone.
Oh.
Well, so you have him. Let him take you through. Or you can listen to the recording. Hmm.
So then, like, after, you know, like, this whole kind of, what can we say? I think like whole Upanishad system, you know, like it, I can't kind of, that this is the base of like Upanishad, you know, like only being together with kind of like, you know, the same kind of like what Krishna is describing here. Like the base of whole kind of Upanishad sequence, you know, kind of like only being with somebody, and like probably say when a say flower blossoms and like probably like, you know, when kind of like a bud is kind of opening, you know. So like some kind of like that kind of meeting, you know, between Krishna and Arjun.
Who's the bird?
You know, Arjun.
Okay.
Kind of like it's, you know, getting almost there.
Okay.
And then like something probably some kind of like conceiving, we can say, you know, like some kind of conceiving happens, you know, in this special kind of meeting, and then like probably like maybe like a, you know, something like, you know, acid effect, you know.
Oh, what effect?
Like effect of acid, you know, like LSD, this kind of thing.
Oh, acid. Oh.
Yeah. So kind of in conceiving, there is something, you know, like some acidity, you know, even
like intoxication.
Yeah, you know, something kind of like probably in even in like normal, you know, kind of conceiving, there is some acidic kind of effect.
You mean like some kind of altered state, or what do you mean exactly?
Like, you know, like something like a starts in spite of kind of like the system.
Like in the sense that it's like there's a physical thing happening, but
yeah,
it's something way beyond the physical.
Yeah, beyond physical, and also like, you know, like whatever is going on, it's in spite of, like, say, in spite of the system.
Mm-hmm. Like nearly impossible.
Yeah, nearly kind of impossible. So, you know, something like that happened to Arjun.
When you say that it's Upanishadic, do you mean in the sense that all the Upanishads are directed towards somebody in that state?
Yeah, like, you know, like actually all Upanishads, they really come, they are kind of whispers, you know,
mm-hmm,
in of this state, like one state, like all of them really,
mm-hmm,
you know, sitting like maybe many, many years sitting together, and many, many people, and happen to like few. Not to everyone, but so like, same thing probably happened to also Arjun that time. And because it's like a probably some kind of provocation, you know, like still
from the teacher's side.
From, you know, like probably in this conceiving, you know, not side, you know, in this conceiving, there is like a something gets provoked, you know, like some expansion, some like a space happens, and you know, things are seen. So after really seeing, you know, having that kind of experience, and like, you know, Arjun I think it's you know, come back to senses and try to kind of like speak becomes difficult. So it's like that kind of state, and this is why like Krishna is speaking, like he starts like after this.
So wait. About the provocation,
like provocation is like probably say like say when two flowers, like what is this, like when two flowers, you know, like so what happens,
pollinate,
yeah, pollinate,
cross pollinate,
yeah. So in this cross pollination, you know, there is like a kind of provocation, you know, like there is like a
which kind of, what do you mean, the that impossibility, or like what do you mean exactly?
You know, like in the event itself, you know, there will be like a effect of provocation,
like an energy release.
Yeah, energy released, energy received. Yeah,
okay.
Kind of, and that is like somehow,
right.
Yeah, like, you know, experience. Probably, you know, never having had before, like, it's almost impossible to have that prior to this state. So this is why, like, you know, Arjun kind of, like, really eyes open and, you know, like kind of stunned, you know, that kind of we can describe, and kept on. So this is like after a while. Now Krishna keeps on, like Krishna starts speaking, and now he's saying to him, actually, na ved yagyadhyan anen air danai nac kriyarvir tapobhi ugrai evam rupa sakya aham nirloke drishtum tvadan en kuru pravi. Krishna is saying, like, you know, this, like, what has happened to you, this can only happen in this situation, like, not in any other situation. So he's saying, neither from, you know, studying Vedas, nor from, like, giving a lot of donation, nor from kind of like tapas, and like ugrai, you know, really like very, very high tapas, and neither from any kind of other activity. You know, there is no other way other than this pollination, you know, like pollination of in spirituality, you know, like, you know, this could happen only through pollination.
So, does pollination imply that Krishna did this from his?
No, it's
will.
Not like a doing, you know.
That's
another thing, yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, like it's not like a doing, you know, like actually, kind of like a say, you know. Like if you have a fragrance, so like, you know, if I have a nose, you know, nose will meet the fragrance.
Right.
So something like that, like.
But you're saying it's not intentional.
Yeah, it's not intentional.
It's just the teacher's presence or anything.
Yeah, it's like it's not intentional, you know. Like fragrance is there,
right.
And
he who has nose, or she who has nose,
yeah, like yeah, appearing the nose, and nose is like very, very, very special kind of like a situation, you know.
Yes.
Like really, kind of like a, you know, this. Probably, like if we make syrup, you know, in this syrup there will be like the devotion plus trust, openness, and
surrender.
Surrender, yeah, and acknowledgement, you know, like acknowledgement, you know, not theoretical, you know, like real. Kind of acknowledgement of the from the heart, you know, like from the very deep place to the teacher. You know, like all those will create this syrup.
So in that sort of state.
Yes, yeah, in that sort of
there's space, an exchange.
There is an, you know, like not like this is not like intentional exchange, you know.
Yeah.
It's like kind of beyond intentional. Extend.
So you said there was provocation. It's like Arjuna's state provokes this to happen,
yeah,
from Krishna.
No, like, you know, the event,
yeah,
provoked Arjuna to kind of like to see what he saw.
Ah, okay.
So provocation is like somehow like, you know, this probably, you know, broadcasting of probably, you know, realization, like what is provoked is broadcasting of, like a step of realization.
Okay.
So, so saying, aham nirloke drastum twadan annen kur pravir. And Krishna is saying that actually, Arjun, you know, this is in spite of me. You know, I would have not been able to show this to any other than you. Kind of, he's really, you know, kind of expressing it like fully. So saying, So saying, nirloke drastum tvad annen, like other than you, this will be impossible for me, to do this kind of like. So that means like it's not my, I cannot do via intention. Like this is something beyond intention. And kind of like he's giving credit to Arjun, you know, like you are somehow equally, like equal factor, you know, in this event. Mate vyatha yach vimur bhavo drishtva rupam ghor mi drang medam vyapet bhi prit mana punastvam tadev me rup midam prapash. And another thing is saying that, like, now, you know, you shouldn't be sad because my, you know, this is like a special event and we cannot repeat it as well as. So, not to be sad about it, you know, because now, like this will go, so not to be sad and not to be attached to also to this situation. And drashtva rupam ghor midrasam edam, and also not to be fearful like about the form which you have seen, you know, like really again coming to friendship, you know, not really be fearful also from that. Because like Prabhupada Krishna is saying that I will not be able to show it again, you know, because it's like this very, very, you know, this kind of conceiving event, only that this can happen. So it's not that I can repeat.
It sounds like also wouldn't be needed to repeat. It sounds like it wouldn't also be necessary.
Yeah, it's not because it's conceived, so it's not needed as well as, but you know, also not possible. Bepet bhi, like, you know, kind of get rid of your fear, you know, like wipe out your fear, and pritmana punastam, again, come to friendship, you know, like this setup of friendship, you know, again be in the setup of friendship, and tadeva me rup midam prapashya, and like, you know, I have only my that form, which you have been, you know, kind of keep on seeing, you know, since like, you know, it's not like actually, it's not in that event of conceiving, somehow because of, you know, provoked or something, you were able, like, you know, so it's saying like, you know, just calm down, you know, I'm still like, you know, same, you know, there is no difference, you know, I haven't changed actually, I'm still same, but because of, you know, because of conceiving, probably, you know, there was some provocation in you, so you saw that, and don't be fearful, you know, again come to friendship. So now,
Ajayji, when will you show us your true form?
My true form, you know, I think it is every day, yeah. And then Sanjay was, now like this Sanjay, who is actually kind of like, you know, sitting in the palace and describing to. So now he's saying like, you know, how he perceived, you know, this whole thing. Iti Arjun Vasudevast Athava Uktva Sukam rupam darsayamas bhuya asvaya mas cha bhit manai bhutva punah saumya punar mahatma. And like, because, you know, Sanjay can see through the mind of like Arjuna, kind of like, you know, because he has this, so he's like, now he's seeing through the, like this was described, through the knowing of Krishna, like as Krishna knew, like so, he described like, you know, this is how, this is what has happened. And now Sanjay, you know, is describing like how Arjuna kind of like, what happened after this, like how Arjun is perceiving this situation. So saying that when Krishna spoke like that, said to Arjun like that, then like again kind of like a, you know, cloak, this like doing like this, and ask Krishna, you know, if you can show one more time.
At least,
you know, like I think, you know, it's anyone, you know,
yeah,
you know, like it, yeah. So saying,
I have a question. The statement of Krishna before, when he's saying like, I'm here, I am, like, we're friends, remember, like, come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, would it be a Western interpretation to say that Krishna's also saying it's not about
me. Yeah. It's not about kind
it's
of
about that.
Yeah, like, you know, this,
to
this
because of,
yeah,
being together.
You know, like the kind of, you know, one of the mysteries of life, you know, which has nothing to do with me and you.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this is why he's saying this, you know, this, don't take it personal, you know.
Yes.
Otherwise you will be like very tall, you know. I will be taller than you,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
you know, because of being your teacher, you know.
Right.
Like, I will be very tall, and you will be like, you know, like,
yeah,
just this much small.
Okay.
So, kind of like really realizing that that is not worth, you know. You know, that is not,
that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, you know, that is not what we're here for, as well as not worth, you know, because,
yeah,
that way it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So really, you know, coming down and touching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
this, what is describing,
mm-hmm,
is what in other, like in other cultures would say initiation. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not initiation actually.
So that is like,
yeah, initiation is like a probably kind of like a, you know, bringing somebody to the energy field. Yeah.
So
no.
Initiating.
Yeah, initiating. That is initiation.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a through the initiation. Kind of like through the initiation.
Yeah.
When there have been kind of like enough friendship, you know. But, you know, the friendship,
mm-hmm,
actually doesn't happen out of blue, you know. Like in, also in our experience, you know, gradually it grows, you know, kind of like it, like a, you know, probably, you know, we are like very multi-dimensional, you know. So like, you know, one way, you know, I really can be good enough to be your friend, but tomorrow comes my, you know, this side, and I'm not there. And then, you know, there is again comes that I am, and then kind of, you know, this is like the life is like that. So kind of like the friendship really grows slowly, slowly, you know, like even like in the best friendships, you know, there are things we trust and there are things we don't trust, even in the best friendships. So like initiation means giving chance so that friendship can come. Like, you know, initiation means like, okay, like we really shake hand so that we can keep on, you know, meeting on like aliveness, you know, meeting real meetings. And those real meetings, you know, will feedback, you know, give feedback. Ah, you know, this kind of like here Ajay is trustworthy, here he is not. Like, you know, this really, this happens, like, in, if we really are honest, there are areas like, you know, somebody is trustworthy and there are areas where somebody is not trustworthy. So like, you know, slowly, like we, initiation means like where we shake our hand together. Okay, like now we give chance to each other so that maybe friendship, like, you know, real friendship can come. And this is probably, you know, the time of, like, when real friendship has come, you know, like, at that time.
And is there a time when there's full trust and not?
Yeah, you know, there comes time. Like, actually, what happens that, you know, that, like, in the beginning, you know, I will have, say, idea about life. And then from the idea of life, you know, I will say, you know, this is good, this is not good. So slowly, like when we grow together, so then like this ideas drops and openness for life happens. And okay, opening happens and life is trusted from the life. And then we say, okay, you know, allowing is very important, you know, like kind of sandhya has not to be how I think. I can allow her to be how she want to be. Kind of, you know, it's accepted, like, fully. And also from your side is accepted fully. You know, that then doesn't mean that, you know, there will be no kind of cracking, you know. You know, that is part of life. Cracking will be there. Again, like, what, like the, because acceptance of life is there, so then will be accepted, okay, you know, like, kind of sandhya doesn't eat gulab jam, so what, you know, I eat, you know, like this, all these kind of things, you know. So that is like a, full trust means like that knowing of life, that, you know, life is, you know, kind of, cannot be ideas. And, you know, and even if it is ideas, they will be broken someday.
and this is, you're talking now not just about teacher,
yeah,
relationship, just any human relationship.
Any human relationship, you know, like it's any human relationship, because it's like the aliveness there. And aliveness means, you know, like possibility to change. Like, that is what aliveness is, you know. Aliveness means that, you know, I can turn my mouth this way. And if I'm not able, that means I'm not alive. Like, so, like when, you know, like any relationship, you know, I think, you know, if that is accepted, then it will really grow. You know, there is also like a chance for kind of like, you know, be speaking. I can say, Sundarji, because you don't like gulab jamun, you know, it doesn't feel good when I am with my friends, you know, kind of what they will be thinking, you know. But you can say, yeah, okay. But because this gives me sickness, you know, like you can say. So then I say, okay, if this is the case, then, you know, I accept it. You know, like there are, everything will be accepted also. Like in the aliveness, you know, there is a chance for complaint, you know, as well as chances for acceptance. So I think in any relationship, you know, that is like the key of relationship. Mm-hmm.
In the teacher-student relationship,
mm-hmm.
right? So in the human relationships,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten as far as like, okay,
mm-hmm.
but the buck stops here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I still have to make
mm-hmm.
my own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But if I put that in a teacher-student relationship,
mm-hmm.
like sometimes that's appropriate and sometimes that's
yeah.
not appropriate. Whereas in human relationships,
yeah.
I feel it's almost always appropriate,
yeah, yeah.
right? So could you speak about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So like
my
a
teacher-student relationship is human also.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also on human
I
ground.
I understand what you mean, like in a regular friendship.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
still a human.
But like kind of like, you know, there are, you know, in this like in this relationship. You know, there are, like say, two kind of like areas dealt. Like in other relationships, you know, like only life circumstances are dealt. But in this teacher-student relationship, you know, there is like life circumstances plus like, a, you know, somebody constantly is walking towards one side.
What does that mean?
That means like, you know, there is also like a firmness, you know, in the teacher.
Yes.
Like, there is like a kind of, you know, something teacher sees
mm-hmm.
and student so far is not.
Right.
So there are times like, you know, what will be kind of like, because teacher knows the importance of that. So there will be like, a, you know, times of irritation. You know.
On whose part?
Like
student.
On the part of
mm-hmm.
student.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I think, you know, teacher has to accept that. That has to be.
Right.
Like, from the side of teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there will come time when irritation is kind of like stopped on the student side.
When
so, like irritation, you know,
okay.
irritation
okay.
stops.
Mm-hmm.
Then really, like student, you know, have to, you know, probably, you know, kind of give a chance to teacher. Like giving a chance to teacher. Also, it's important.
When the student's irritation stops, is it because the student no longer feels irritation?
No, like, you know, because it's like the irritation cannot be all the time.
Right, I get it.
You know, it
mm-hmm.
it calms down. And when it comes,
the times in between.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then when it comes down, then really giving a chance.
Yes.
Like, you know, so then, you know, like this is like extra than the normal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that means like, you know, like you are walking with someone who really knows. So also giving chance for the human, you know, like. So that human can be satisfied,
mm-hmm.
you know, that irritation and really showing the irritation.
Mm-hmm.
But there will come time that, you know, you are not irritated anymore. So then again giving a chance. And again it could be that again irritation is felt.
Sure.
So but keep on kind of like when irritation is not there, keep on giving hand, you know,
okay.
somehow. Yeah.
So the thing that I have in mind in particular is
mm-hmm.
something that happened to me before
mm-hmm.
with my first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I was very young, I was not experienced, but I had the regard for him
mm-hmm.
of a guru,
mm-hmm.
And if he told me to do something, I did it blindly. But I came to understand that those things were wrong. But I bore the responsibility because I agreed to do it. Right? And it was very, very painful. So for
able
a long
to accept that responsibility or to expect that it was wrong? Or?
It was like, it was painful because, no, it wasn't painful to accept the responsibility. I had to accept the responsibility. That was the truth. But it was painful that I did those things and deferred the authority to him. Like I gave my authority there and it wasn't merited, right? So it took me a long time before I was capable of even having another teacher, and I was aware of that, so I wasn't looking, right? Because, you know, in my mind, it was abused, right? And I was not capable of obeying anybody, so there was no point in having a teacher. But I consulted different wise people as friends, and I weighed what they said, and if it made sense, then I would do it, but I was my authority. But it seems to me that sometimes, like, that's good, and sometimes, ultimately, if you've got a real teacher, then maybe it has to also go. That's where my question is coming from, and then I can talk.
You know, I think, you know, like, because that will come sometime, so just to allow that come, you know, also this human thing has to be, kind of, you know, like, not really giving authority, like, you know, at first place, like allowing that to come, that will be more helpful.
So that it might arrive at giving authority naturally.
Yeah, like, you know, that will come naturally, like, like, you know, this year, like, like, you know, Arjun now really, so far, you know, like he was saying that, you know, so far I only knew you, he said before. Only my friend, you know.
Yeah.
So I was calling you Yadav, this and that. And I really beg for it. Like, that time might come. But why, you know. Like, in, like in the first instance, if I give you my authority, so then probably, you know, I will not be able to chew it. You know. So, like I'm saying, you know, like just really allow it to, you know, unfold.
Thank you.
So I don't want to overstate something, but it feels to me like it's not even that you come to finally get to the point where you can, you're able to, you're strong enough to give your trust to the person, but that it's not, doesn't feel like something outside you, you know, that you're trusting.
Like it's not your
fault. Well, but also it feels like and that deeply you know, even though it's like, well, that's true though. So I can go past my own contraction to go with that neighbor.
Yeah, so in this system, you know, that will, because the kind of like walking happens, you know, kind of like we walk together. So then also like there is like a kind, you know, probably kind of like 4 a.m. kind of scene, you know.
Yeah, what does that mean, 4 a.m. kind of
thing? Like, you know, 4 a.m., like, you know, it's still dark. But it's still, you can sense a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, you know, it's that kind of thing.
What I don't understand is the idea of the distinction you made. You said, in a personal relationship, the buts stop here. When the teacher is not like that, I don't see the difference.
Well, this is about me only, right? In a personal relationship, like, my authority always stays here, and it's never an issue. With a teacher, sometimes the teacher knows better, right? The teacher may make some suggestions. At what point do I defer authority? That was the question. And this is coming from a place where I had mistakenly given my authority to a teacher, and the scar is such that, you know, giving authority is very hard to anybody.
Now, what's more like emerging feeling. It's not so much, there's him, here is me. And sometimes what he says resonates with me, so there's no conflict, and sometimes there is conflict, so who should I listen to my inner voice or to his voice? But some kind of emerging. Describe it in such a word, I think. Like, that's what I said, that's not in a conflict, but something. And maybe I haven't, maybe it just happened, I don't know. Yeah, the other eye to the conflict, and then I have the same question.
Sure, no, and different constitutions are different.
Yeah.
And so forth.
But I mean, this experience is familiar to me.
I was, if it's okay, I was also curious when you said about irritation.
Mm.
When you said about irritation,
yeah.
If you meant that as a one thing or as a cover for many different kinds of irritation.
Many, many different kinds. You know, it's not like one kind of, like, it's life. You know?
Yeah, but no, okay. But I mean, like,
could be resistance also.
Yeah, maybe resistance. You know, like, you know, also it's like sometimes it's in like. To the extent of irritation, you know? Like it's not only the distance. You know?
Yeah.
Like also, it could.
But it's like sometimes irritation is when something is getting, it's not just resistance, but it's getting touch and releasing.
Yeah. Yeah. Also.
And when that was, when you were at that point in the class, I was thinking of another example of a different. But did you mostly mean that, like, resistance of various kinds?
Yeah, various kinds. And getting to the point of irritation, like, various points. You know. Saying that, like Arjun again saying, you know, please, one more time, you know. And like, okay, you know, like, and Arjun is saying, like, you know, okay, you know, like, even if it doesn't happen, you know, even if you only promise, you know.
Even if you only promise,
you know, I will be happy with that, you know. Like even if it doesn't happen, you know, actually. Like only you say yes, you know, promise, that will work for me, you know. And really kind of like I can let go of the fear, you know, like that, because fear arose, you know, in me because of the situation. So even if you like only promise, you know, that can, you know, let go of fear can happen, you know, like this situation, I can be normal. And bhutva puna shaumya punar mahatma. So like a you know, saying like your that form is unforgettable, you know, like I really cannot, like there is no way out that I can forget that, you know, I cannot relate with that. So I really, you know, I really want you to be great one once again, kind of, you know, Mahatma, you know, like, I really want you to be great one once again. And now, Arjun, you know that now, kind of calm down enough and able to speak. Like this was from the Sanjay, like Sanjay seeing through the mind of Arjun. And now Arjun himself is speaking, he's saying, drasht idam manusam rupam tau somyam janardan idanim asmi samrita sacheta prakritim gata. Saying, like, now I really can see your, your real physical form. After being calmed down, I really can see your physical form again. And, like, it's probably, because of the love, because love happened on different levels. So saying, it's so beautiful, saying, I really can see your form now, but it's so beautiful, Krishna, It probably is because of this deep acceptance, of Krishna. Kind of like it happens to us, when we love someone, there is this story of Layla, Layla Majnu.
Yeah.
And he was really in love with her, and she was not beautiful, actually, not to any standard, And he was really kind of to the extent of madness, in love with her. So somehow the king, she said, you really, I can find so many beautiful girls, for you. And he said, through my eyes, I only can see Layla beautiful, So somehow probably this deep acceptance of Krishna makes him suddenly very beautiful. And, so saying, wow, you are so, so beautiful. Eh?
He's in love.
Yeah, the real love, real friendship has happened now. And then he said, idanim asmi samrita sacheta prakritim gata. And, prior to this, I could not. Maybe if in that state, when I was seeing you as whole universe. So he's saying it's not like that, It's really, really very ordinary, but very beautiful, because I'm really, grounded, And from the ground, I'm saying that you are beautiful, I love you, you are beautiful. And now Krishna speaks and he's saying, Sudars Dars Midam Rupam Drashta Nas Yanmam Deva Api Asya Rupas Nityam Darshan Kanchana. So saying, actually, Arjun, the form which you have seen, is not, making it very clear, he's saying, even gods, they really want that, but it doesn't happen to them. So it's very, very, special occasion, this relation, and only in that relation this can be seen. So just to he's saying that I really want you to know that even gods have kanchana, this wish to really see this far.
Kanchana?
Kanchana, Kancha means like really.
Because the, I'm just asking because of the sweet
shop.
Yeah, no, it's Kanchan, that is Kanchan. Here it's like Kanchina, Kanchina, Shuna, like, yeah.
Yes.
So like I say like, Akanchi means I will really like. So it's like Kanchina means like even the gods really like to see my this part. But even for them it's not possible. So it's like very, very rare occasion. Or very, very specific, okay, like not real, maybe very, very specific occasion. Again, I think that he is repeating again, like as he said. Na ham vedair na tapasa na danen na cha ejaya. Sakya evam vidho drashtum drashtva nasi mam yatha. Again, he's saying like, no, not through the study of Vedas, not through like penance, not through giving a lot, also not through worship, you know, like
puja.
Yeah, puja. Like this, my this form is like whatever you have seen is like very, very specific, you know, situation. It's not so just to. Probably, you know, yeah, in the sense of like, you know, attainity,
doing something.
It's like really, you know, very, very specific situation. So, kind of like stopping the possibility of kind of becoming made behind, you know, like kind of like if say. Krishna says something,
yeah.
Probably, if not Arjuna, you know, somebody else can be, you know, to the extent of madness, you know, behind Krishna.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he's like really cutting the possibility, like it's not like that I can do something, you know, like it's really, this will be misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's saying like, really, you know, it's like a very, very specific situation, and that is not probably in our hands, you know, kind of somehow. Bhaktya tvananyaya sakya aham evam vidho Arjun. Jatum drashtum cha tattven praveshtum cha param tap. So saying, like a specific situation, like he's saying, is not possible only by devotion. Like he's saying, like it's possible by devotion, and then. Like because you know, like if in devotion you are longing for this form, that will be like a not real devotion, you know, kind of like a devotion for seeing
like
this far.
Business, then.
Yeah, kind of like.
Yeah.
So saying, actually, Arjun, you know, like only by devotion and longing for this, like longing for this form, this is not possible. And jyatum drashtum cha tattve praveshtum cha parantat. So saying, like he's saying actually, what needs to be there, so like devotion, then kind of like a wish to know, like a kind of
which word for wish to know?
Like gyatum, you know, the
direct
knowledge, and then ability to see as well as also like ability to see what is, you know, like not from the attributes, like, you know, there is like a seeing through the attributes, so ability to see without attributes and ability to enter, like another word is said, like praveshtum, like a ability to, you know, kind of like a you know, like energetic connection, like entering, yeah, you know, because it's saying like praveshtum, you know, like ability to enter means like energetically only we can enter each other. So like all these will make this happen.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can you say again?
Yeah. It's like bhakti means devotion. It's like certainly like gyatum, like what you say?
Direct.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Like you know, this wish for direct knowledge. And then like tattven, you know, kind of like yeah, like you know, wish to know directly what is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then praveshtum, kind of like.
What's the difference between gyatum and tattvam?
You know, like it will really you know, this like the faculty will be different. Like the seeing will be aided in knowing. You know, like taktum, like means like without seeing, like the faculty of knowledge and seeing, when they really both kind of like are open at the same time. So this, and then you know, this entering quality. So maybe we can.